How many have you forgiven today? Chapter 4, The Lies We Tell. Anand takes a few deep breaths in and a few of them out. He just needs to calm his nerves and get this over with. Twilight isn't gonna be there at dinner, however, he needs to go to the castle a little early to get some clothes to wear for dinner and to pack a small bag for when he comes back to the store. It needs to be done. He can't just stay in the clothes that he's wearing the entire time. All he needs to do is walk to his room and pack some things. Then he'll walk out, back to the shop, get ready for the dinner, and then walk back. In and out. No problem.
Yeah, no problem.
He whispers to himself as he paces back and forth in front of the castle gates. The two guards can only face forward as this creature walks back and forth in front of them. They know exactly who he is, so they're just waiting until he's ready to enter. They're not really sure what he's doing, but they don't get paid to ask questions. They get paid to keep ponies out. Anand's ready. He walks up to the gate as the two ponies use their magic to open it for him. Anand decides to make this quick and painless. First, he needs to walk through the front door. Anand feels his world slow as he notices Twilight walking out of the castle's front door. She's walking on three legs while she uses the other to hold a book. How could he be so unlucky? Then Anand notices something. Why is she not using her magic? Anand looks up to see that the ring is still on her horn. Wasn't that supposed to be taken off a month ago? Anand is holding his breath as Twilight continues to walk towards him. He keeps trying to question why she would still have that ring on. Was it Celestia? Luna? Twilight is really focused on her book. She's learning a lot about body language. There's also various smells that a creature gives off and many other interesting things to learn. She doesn't even notice when she walks past Anand. Anand thanks whatever god may be watching over him as Twilight walks clear past him. Or wait a second, what about-
Twilight, wait!
Anand feels his body fill with dread as Spike walks out from the castle doors. Spike freezes as he notices Anand. Twilight doesn't seem to notice as she keeps looking at her book.
What's up, Spike?
Twilight questions as she walks along. Spike looks at Anand as he looks at him. Anand just holds up a finger to tell him to be silent. Anand slowly walks to a side door that leads to the gardens. It'll be a bit of a detour, but he's fine with that. Spike can only watch as Anand walks to the door, quietly opens it, and then closes it behind him. Twilight looks over her withers at Spike, as he just stands there, spacing out.
Spike, are you coming?
Twilight asks.
Yeah.
Twilight just shakes her head at him as she returns to her book. Twilight then smells something on the wind. She lifts her head up slightly to get a better whiff.
Is that...
She shakes her head.
That's silly. Come along, Spike.
Twilight walks off towards her parents. She's sure that she smelled Anand, but maybe her muzzle is playing tricks on her. Spike decides to not say anything as he runs after Twilight. This entire thing is too crazy for him to deal with. Anand quickly runs to a bush in the garden and spews his guts. His heart is racing and his body feels sick. It's almost as if he suddenly came down with the flu. He saw her. He can't believe how unlucky he is. He shouldn't have come. He shouldn't live here. If there's even a small chance of bumping into that pony, then he doesn't want to risk it. He wonders if Bon Bon will let him move in.
No. No.
These are just thoughts of fear. He needs to calm down and think. Twilight is gone. She won't be coming back. He has all the time in the world to pack some stuff and go to dinner. No harm, no foul. His entire body feels as if he ran a marathon after that brief encounter. Seeing as Twilight isn't coming back, maybe it wouldn't hurt if he takes a quick rest? It'll do some good to settle his racing thoughts. It's been a while since he's taken some time to walk around the gardens. Perhaps clearing his head is exactly what he needs right now. After taking a few more breaths to steady his rapidly beating heart, does Anand start walking through the garden. This place is beautiful. Flowers, trees, and animals aplenty. Just knowing that no one else is here definitely helps calm Anand's nerves. Well, if he actually was alone here. Anand can hear a soft laughter coming from deep within the gardens. Curious, it's probably Blue Blood. He usually likes to come out here the most. Anand hasn't seen Blue in a long time, and it would be nice to see him again. So, Anand moves his way through the bushes and trees deeper into the gardens. What he begins to notice right away is that there are two voices instead of one. Could it possibly be Celestia out here with Blue Blood? It wouldn't be uncommon for her to join him. Those are sound thoughts, so Anand keeps continuing forward. As he approaches, he can hear Blue Blood talking.
And this one is named George. Anand named him after a monkey from his world.
Anand can feel a smile at the thought. He can already see Blue Blood facing a tree with a monkey on his withers as he faces someone. Anand keeps walking up towards them, but stops when he hears the other pony talk.
That's interesting,
Fluttershy says with a large smile.
Did Anand name any of the other animals?
Anand feels himself freeze in place as he tries to comprehend what's happening. The first thought that comes to mind is, why Fluttershy is still here? He doesn't remember Luna mentioning Fluttershy during their training, but then again, she never really talked about anything other than their training. So Anand is left to question why she's here now. Anand isn't sure what he should do right now. Should he leave and do what he set out to do, or should he actually try and talk to her? He doesn't hold anything against her, but he still has an odd feeling of wariness when he thinks about her.
He named a few of them, but I don't remember them all.
Blueblood says with an ever-present smile.
That's nice to hear. So, Anand likes animals?
Fluttershy asks. Blueblood nods.
I think so. Maybe not as much as you, but he likes them.
What else can you tell me about Anand?
Anand doesn't know what to do. He still has these two sides of him debating what is wrong and what is right. Each side makes a pretty good argument. On one hand, he can walk away and ignore this situation, but on another, he can just get it over with. Again, Fluttershy isn't exactly a bad pony, it was just a bad situation that got out of hand fast. He did some stuff, and she is the reason for that stuff. Anand feels his mind going back to what Bon Bon said.
Throw caution to the wind.
While he definitely won't be doing that with Twilight, he can probably at least try with this pony. Anand takes a deep breath in, and decides to get this over with.
Why don't you ask me?
Anand speaks up. Both Blueblood and Fluttershy jump in shock at the voice. Then they quickly look over and see Anand walking towards them. Fluttershy feels her smile come back, and the same goes for Blueblood.
Anand!
Blueblood gets up from his seat and runs over to him.
What are you doing here?
Anand can feel a genuine smile on his face as he pats Blue on the head.
Just stopping by to pick up some things. Did your aunt tell you that I'm coming for dinner?
He shakes his head.
That's great news!
He looks at Fluttershy.
Did you hear that? Anand's coming to dinner!
I heard.
She looks at Anand, then back at Blueblood.
Maybe you should get ready?
Blueblood looks shocked.
Oh, you're right! I haven't a minute to spare!
Blueblood bolts towards the castle without another word being said. Anand follows Blueblood with his eyes until he's out of sight. He can already feel his mind in overdrive. Fluttershy wants him alone. That much is obvious.
Please, sit.
She says. Anand looks back at Fluttershy as she points over to the spot where Blueblood was. Her voice is soothing in a way. No fluctuation to indicate any alternate emotion that she may be feeling. She seems content. Anand doesn't see a reason to leave, so he walks over and takes a seat in front of her.
Hi.
Fluttershy says simply.
Hey.
The two of them grow silent. It's rather awkward, but neither one knows what to say.
So, you've been busy?
Fluttershy breaks the silence.
Very. The candy store is rather popular.
I've heard. Are you having fun?
Anand feels a brow raise.
Why do you ask, Fluttershy?
She looks sad for a moment as she scoots a little closer to him.
I just want us to start over. I'm sorry for what happened between us.
Things happened. Neither of us was in the wrong.
Fluttershy isn't sure what words to use to say how she feels. For so long, she's been feeling guilty about everything. Not just what she did to him personally, but about everything. It seems that Anand has been the subject of so many horrible things.
For these passing months, I've been talking to Pinky and Blueblood. They speak so highly of you, it's almost as if they're talking about another creature entirely.
She rests the hoof onto his hand.
I want to know you like how they know you.
She looks sadly at her hoof that rested on his hand.
Maybe I lost that chance long ago.
Anand wants to chew his arm off like a fox stuck in a trap, but he doesn't want to react to his instincts. She's pouring out her heart to him. She speaks as if she's truly sorry, even though she has no reason to be sorry. It's just a small testament of how much of a good pony she is. Anand feels his mind go back to a memory in particular. It's nice to see that Fluttershy's gaining trust with Anand. Besides, he needs a break from all the pain. Anywho, let's get on to our harmonious donators. Top donators are 630, Peter Coulthard, J Tin Man, Darkside, Only One Thing, and Dash of Evergreen. Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Pastel Skies, Austin Rollins, CrazyColor557, Stu Hex, Sword Brother and Wardred, Omicron Lyray, Will, Chris Twinkie, Hazaza, Ridesoul, Dospo, and many more fantastic people. Thank you all so much for watching this video and live life to the fullest.